Freak. I want to start this podcast off by saying rest in peace to my homeboy, Stiz. You might know him as Stanley Bartrand. I hope I'm saying it right, bro. Haitian brother. I ain't know you for that long. For the short time I knew you, me and you fuck with each other. We was always cool. I got nothing but respect for you, love for you. And I just want you to know that your homies really give a fuck about you. They really fucked up over it, but they really love you, man. I just wanted to say rest in peace, bro. Hope you're all right. See you at the funeral, man. With that being said, peace and blessings. Welcome to Papitoville, the host with the most. I like butter on my toast. Going coast to coast. All on the boats. Papito, you know who I am, man. You know, feeling good, living life. You know, we got our up days, we got our down days. But like I said, man, I'm going to my homeboy funeral on Saturday. So me just, you know, having that in my head is like, you got to compartmentalize? Or I don't know what the fucking word is. But you got to put shit in a place. And it's just like, just thinking about my homeboy. Like I said, we wasn't even homies that long. I might have known him for like 2-3 years maybe. But you know, all the people that I know him through, I know enough for since I was like a young boy, but they've known each other since they was kids as well. So, you know, just thinking and sitting today and like, damn, I gotta go to my homie. I'm going to my homie's funeral on Friday. I mean, Saturday. Cause I'm not one of them type of niggas. Like, I miss funerals and shit, man. And it ain't that I don't give a fuck. It's just, I'm not no funeral boy, man. I understand that you born and you die. That's the only two things guaranteed in this motherfucking world. And I don't like getting caught up in my emotions over it because I understand it. But still being a human being, it makes you emotional. So I really don't even like going to funerals and shit. Don't like getting dressed up. But I'm going to go buy some dress clothes, something simple. Go to my man's funeral. But it just made me think, like, why wake up in the morning? And no matter what's going on with you, you could be having the worst day, worst life. But why wake up in the morning and give in to that shit? Why not feel better, you know? Why not be better? Why not decide to have that optimistic outlook instead of saying, yo, this is my situation. This is my reality. Like, no, I don't choose that reality. I choose to play the game in my head. I choose to wake up and be like, well, especially today, I choose to wake up and say, fuck what my reality is. I'm the creator of my destiny. So I can create my next reality. These are different dimensions and shit. I mean, yesterday was another dimension. Now it's a whole different dimension if you follow my flow. But we the creators of our own reality. And I don't know if I got this. I think I screenshotted it, actually. Because I was going through my photos yesterday. And I think I might need like the blunt. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all over there waiting for me to get high, ain't y'all? Hold on. Yeah, we lit. All right, we working with fire. So like I was saying, I was going through my phone yesterday. So sometimes I, what I do is, you know, Apple, iPhone, they got the Photos app. And you can go back throughout your, you know, your history and your photos and shit. And you just go in the search bar and you type in, you know, 1 year ago, 2 years ago. I go back to like 6 years or whatever. Like, I do that, you know, just to clean my phone up, see the memories and shit. And I'm looking at this screenshot and there's like three rules in life. And I'm just thinking about it. And I'm like, that's how you make your life better. These three simple rules that make your life better. And I just came here this morning because I wanted to share this with y'all. I got a couple things I want to talk to you about, but I really wanted to share this. These three rules of life. So I'm gonna read the three rules and then I'm gonna go over each individually, but just to say you can have three rules. So the first rule was, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. You'll never get it. Simple. The second one was, if you don't ask, the answer is always going to be no. That's a fact. And the last one was, if you don't step forward, you're always stuck in the same place. We know that to be true as well. And it's like, especially thinking with my homeboy, you know, he dead and shit, he got shot in his head, minding his own fucking business. But it's like, life ain't guaranteed. So I'm going to live my life based on these three rules as well as other rules that I've set for myself, but I'm gonna base my life off of these three rules, because if I'm working in the cusp of these three rules, my life can't do nothing but be better, yo. And this, all right, let's dive, excuse me, this weed got me a little tongue tied. Let's dive into rule number one. Like I said, it was, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never get it. And when I read it, when I say it in my head, when I say it out loud, I hear Nipsey saying it. I hear Nipsey Hussle, for y'all don't know, but I hear Nipsey saying it like, yo, man, don't ever quit, man. If you don't go after what you want, you ain't never going to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't ever give up. No matter what. I don't give a fuck what's going on. If it's something that you want in life, you got to fight for it. You got to fight till there's no more fight in you, no more nothing left in you. You have to give everything you have to it, no matter what it is. But if you want it, you can't be half-assing on it. Like, I don't know if y'all a sports fan, but a couple years ago, before LeBron went back to Cleveland, I think. Might be before Kyrie got there, too. But the Cleveland... Oh, no, that's it. This was before LeBron. This is the year before LeBron came. So Cleveland had the number one pick, right? They drafted this young man named Anthony Bennett from the University of Las Vegas, UNLV, Nevada, Las Vegas. And coming out of college and high school, he was a baller. Like, he was busting everybody's ass and shit. But when he got to the NBA, he turned into a bust. And I hate to say that, because once you make it to that height of level that a lot of people don't make, you ain't no fucking bust. You're able to change your family lives. But in the eyes of the basketball community, he's a bust. He didn't live up to his potential. And I was listening to an interview about him, and it was just like, it was the person that drafted him talking about him. And he was like, I fucked up. I seen all this stuff, and I fucked up. I seen all the things he was capable of, but the one thing I couldn't measure was the fight in his heart. Will a nigga face adversity and keep on fighting? Will shit be rough and you still, and that's what he was saying about Anthony Bennett. Like, soon as shit got tough for him, he quit. Because he was always the biggest and the best, and he used to be able to just roll out of bed in high school and college and be the best. But when he faced adversity, he gave up, and that's something you can't ever do. Yeah, you made it to that level, and maybe that's your end goal. I can't speak for that man, but I know for me personally, one thing you never want to do when you get older is have those regrets and shit. Like, damn, I should have did it, man. I should have went after it. I should have gave it my all. Because I live with some myself. Like, I sit here to this day and be like, what if I gave my all to the military? What if I gave my all to being in the army instead of being a little hothead, young fuck up? Life would probably be totally different. You can't change life, but it makes you wonder. And that's one thing that I'm choosing now is like, I'd rather go after what I want, because if I don't, I'm going to regret it. If I just settle for whatever life gives me, you're just going to regret that shit. I know I am. I can't speak for y'all, but I know I am. I know we all got regrets and shit. But when you settle for what life gives you instead of going after what you want, you can't be mad at nobody but yourself. And that's why I said it, I heard it in my Nip voice, because it's like, no matter what, don't quit. All right, you trying something, don't work out, fuck it, try it again. All right, it ain't work out that way, all right, well, try it try it a different way. But keep fucking trying. Never in your life give up, yo. If you love something, if you want something, fight to the death for it. I remember watching 300, and I might be paraphrasing, but it was like they basically had this mentality that they loved Sparta so much that they were going to die for it. They loved their glorious city so much that they wanted to give their lives to protect it and keep it going. And that's how you got to be about everything that you want in your life or that you love in your life. You can't be on no bullshit out here like, well, I want it, but you know, if I get it, I get it. No, that's not how life works. That's not like, that's probably a good attitude to have. That's probably to keep your heart, keep you from getting like a, what they call it, heart failure or some shit. I don't fucking know. But it'll keep you from stressing. But if you want something in life, you gotta go through those stresses. You gotta go through the pain. People misconstrue that shit like, oh, pain is something that hurts you. No, pain toughens you. Pain makes you hard. Pain makes you hard as a rock. And you got to go through it. You got to go through the ups and downs and the feelings and the emotions. You got to go through every emotion. You can't skip no step. And these are words that I'm getting, like, this ain't even me talking. This is Nip right here. This is everything he's filled my brain with from consuming him. And it's just like, you got to go. You got to go. I don't give a fuck what it is. If you got to walk, you got to walk, but you got to go. You can't just be like, I'm not going to make it. You got to do whatever you can to make it. If you got to crawl. I've seen people in the military crawl across the finish line because it was that mentality. I've seen people quit, but I've seen people, they so mentally strong that they body quit, but they didn't quit. They were still going. I had a homeboy, shout out to my dog Kendrick, man, you know I love you, bro. I remember this nigga, We in basic training and shit. He having trouble with the runs and shit. You know, he a big boy. He ain't fat. Well, I used to call him fat, but he ain't fat. He just a big boy and shit. Knee problems, all that. And I just remember his face. Because I'm a runner and shit. So when we had to do our little PT test, I guess it was, we had to do our final PT test to get out of boot camp. I finished mine, and now I'm running with other people and shit. Because I'm just a dog-ass nigga. I'm going to run. I don't give a fuck. Like, I have no care. Like, it's mentality with me. I'm not even breathing while I'm running. I'm so psychotic. But my dog was having trouble. But I knew, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. And Kendrick, I hope you're listening. I knew you wasn't going to finish, bro. But I was fucking proud of you for not quitting. I knew you wasn't going to finish. I knew you would probably die. You probably would have to be dragged off that fucking track. But you wasn't going to quit, yo. And that's why you the man you are now today. And I love you, bro. That's what's some real shit. But no matter what in life, when the shit get hard, you can't fucking quit. How you just going to give up because shit got hard? And I'm speaking from experience, because I done been that nigga. I done been that nigga that, yo, man, this shit nutty, this shit hard, I give up. And I hate myself for it. Not like I hate myself, but I hate that form of myself. I'm not that person no more, but I hate those former me's that quit, that gave up. Now, I'm smart and conscious enough to know that I wouldn't be where I am right now in life if I didn't give up. Maybe that's, you know, God or the universe protecting me and shit. Like, yo, man, I got you, little dumbass. Like, we're going to keep you out of harm's way. But I know it's been times in my life where I did give up. And those are the moments I am not proud of whatsoever. So that's just, and like I said, that's just the first rule. If you don't go after what you want, you're not going to ever get it. And basically that means you already on the path of going for what you want. But you just can't fucking quit. No matter what, you can't quit. Another story before I go on to the second rule. I was listening to this podcast. This man named, I think it's Jocko Willink. Former Navy SEAL, all around just bad motherfucker. Get up every morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and just eat weights. You heard me right. Eat weights. Like, that motherfucker had weights for breakfast type of shit. But he was telling this story. Actually, he wasn't telling this story. It was an admiral, also of the Navy, on his show, right? I forget his name. Joe somebody. You gotta forgive me. But the admiral was telling this story about, bam, they got into some shit. One of the soldiers that was under him was blinded. He became blinded, like he lost his sight. Excuse me. So they went to the soldier, and they like, well, you know, you can get out, you know. You can get out, get paid for life. You can be set up for life. And the soldier said to him, the job isn't done. I can't quit until the job is done. This a man that don't have his fucking sight. He may not be able to serve his team the same way, but he knew he couldn't quit on his fucking team. Because maybe he had something they needed. Whether it was motivation, maybe it was information. But he couldn't quit. This motherfucker couldn't see. But he knew he couldn't quit. And that's what that's how I boil down the first rule of life. Out of these three is that, yo, if you don't go after what you want, you ain't gonna never get it. And we already on the path to the things we want subconsciously, but we quit. And that's a no-no. That's a big fucking no-no. So if you're a quitter in your life, change it around. Whatever you're going through right now, especially the hard shit, stand up and face it. Run through it. Treat it like a brick wall and run through it, man. And that one really get me. That's why it's a strong one, because it's like, I've reading it and feeling it, and it's just like I hear Nip talking to me like, yo, you can't quit, bro. I know you want to. You can't quit. You can't give up. You got so much. You got the future you looks nothing like the present you. Nothing like the present you. But that's only if you don't quit. So that's why that one get me. Like, that's my, I love that one. The second one, that's a big one too. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. You want a promotion? Ask for it. They might say no. They might say yes. But the answer is no, as long as you keep your mouth closed. And that boils down to me is about fear. People, they don't ask for shit, or they don't ask for opportunities, or they don't ask for what they want or need because they are scared to. What the fuck is there to be afraid of? I heard this quote. I might have made this quote up. I think I made this quote up. Damn, I'm a bad motherfucker. So the quote goes, I've lived. So there's death that should be afraid of me. Or no, I said it wrong. It's not death. It's not it, the quote. Mind you, I made the quote up. I can't remember it. The quote is, it isn't us that should fear death, but death that should fear us. Period. Live. Exclamation point. You should be fighting. It's like Game of Thrones. You should be fighting fucking death every chance you get. What do we say to the god of, the god of death? Not today, because every day is a fight. But so many people give in to their fears and shit. And it's just like, no, man. If you want, like I said before, if you want something, not only do you got to go out there, you got to speak up. If you want a better relationship, you got to talk about it. You got to speak about it. If not, you get the same shit you already get. You want a better work opportunity? Same thing. No matter what you want in your life, if it's another person that you have to deal with to get it, you got to speak up and make your intentions clear of, yo, this is what I want. Because otherwise, you're only going to get what they give you. If you don't sit the person down and say, yo, this is what I want, you're only going to get what you get. They're only going to get what they give you. And if you're afraid of losing this or that, like losing an opportunity or losing a person in your life, like I said, that's the fear. You got to live life like, listen, what's meant for me is meant for me. What's mine is mine. I'm going to go get it. But whatever ain't meant for me is going to find its way out my life. And if that's people, opportunities, money, whatever it is, vehicles, and whatever, if things leave your life, it's because they're supposed to. But if you sitting there and you want more for your life and you're not requesting it, whether from yourself, from your partner, from people, your parents, your teacher, your job, your boss, whatever, if you're not requesting more for your life, then of course you're not gonna get more from your life. The answer always gonna be no. You know why? Because you're scared. You're scared that if you speak up, you're scared that if you make that move, you're scared that if you try, you're gonna fail. And you know what? Good. I want you to fail. Because that's where all of life's beautiful lessons are, in failure. I have not learned shit from my successes. You know what my successes taught me? That I'm just a bad motherfucker. It makes me cocky. It does make me more confident, but it takes me to the cocky level of confident. I learn from my failures. I humble myself through my failures. Well, I'm a nigga. I can do this and that, but you also fucked up here, playboy. You also fucked up here, and that's something you can't be scared to do. You can't be scared to face your failures. You can't be scared. You can't be afraid to fail. You can't be afraid to fail. And that's why people don't ask for what they want in their life, because they're scared of the answer of no. But you're going to get no anyway if you don't ask. Don't fear nothing. I got that shit tatted on me. And there's days where I can't say that there's anything I fear besides like messing up. But even with that, it's like, oh shit, if I mess up, then I'll learn how to do better. Simple. Real fucking simple, right? No fear. So like I said, if you don't ask for what you want, the answer always going to be no. And to me, that just means you living in a place of fear because you letting what you're afraid of hold you back from what you want. Speak the fuck up. And the last one, if you don't step forward, you're always in the same place. And to me, like I got little notes written besides each rule and shit. So next to the third one, I got keep going. And it's just that simple. It's that simple, man. Once again, shout out Nipsey. Just keep going. If you don't step forward, if you don't keep going forward in life, of course you're going to be always stuck in the same place. You can't complain about being stuck in the place if you're not taking steps to betterment. No matter what it is, it could be the simplest thing. You want to feel better about yourself? Well, go for a walk. That's a step towards being better. You want better out of your life? Take those steps towards those things. No matter if you want money, well, take steps towards whether it's getting a job or starting a business. If you're looking for love, you got to take steps towards that. You got to go out and meet people and talk to people. Yeah, you may be shy, but so everybody's shy. Even the most confident and outgoing person has that little part of them that if they're around certain people, they get shy. We all fucking shy. We all human. We all the same thing at different times. We're all the same thing at different times. That's all. So I know a lot of people that are stuck in the same place. And there'd be days where I feel like I'm stuck in the same place. But it's like hold, you gotta step back. Get yourself in perspective. Slack for a second, but I'm back, no question. Some days I'd be like, man, you know what, I'm stuck in this place and I'm depressed and I'm this and I'm that and I'm this. Then that little voice in my head be like, oh man, we don't even do that. You cool, bro. Look at how far you come. Look at this shit you went through. I remember riding in a car with this girl I was fucking with because I was leaving this other girl crib Cause she was mad I was leaving and we throwing her clothes out the window, all types of craziness and drama. And I'm not even at that point in my life no more. I've come so far. One, because I started going after what I wanted. Two, because I started opening my mouth about the things I wanted. What they say, closed mouth don't get fed. So every time I feel like I'm stuck in some place, I gotta just step back and like, well, shit, you can't look at it from I'm stuck here today. You gotta look at it, your life in increments. Well, my words is a little fucked up. You gotta step back and look at your life in increments. Am I where I was last year? No? Well, that's stepping forward. Are you where you were 5 years ago? If you was, make changes. Say, well, how can I do things different? Life, we not meant to, especially I be telling people this all the time. Man is not meant to be stagnated. He's not meant to sit still. Man is a ever evolving and roaming creature. And that's, we're always evolving because we're roaming. We're seeing new stuff and learning new stuff. But if you stay in the same place, that's the one thing about life. Life tells you, time is an illusion, but it's also a measurement. So time tells you, you can't go back. You hear we got rewind buttons and all that shit, but when you look at the time as a measurement, there is no going back. You can only go forward or stand still. And why would you stand still? That's not growth. That's stagnation. Our purpose here is to keep growing and gaining more in knowledge and intelligence and love and keep passing it on. But if you comfortable where you at, or you scared to go further, or you feel like you stuck, it's as simple as taking a step towards where you want to be in your life. I'll give a perfect example, right? For years and shit, I was just getting tickets, driving around, suspended license, driving around, suspended license, ticket. I would just rack these bitches up over the years, though. And I got tired of it. I was tired of living that way. So I was like, how can I take a step in a better direction? Well, duh, pay the fucking tickets. All right, well, I ain't got the money to pay the tickets. Well, call and see what you can do. Do you know me calling most of these places and seeing what I can do? They just say, yo, come to the court date. We probably just gonna throw this shit out since it's been so long. That's me opening my mouth. That's me going after what I wanted to try to change my life. All right, well, shit, I ain't got the money to pay these tickets. And most times, you know, niggas will be like, you know what? I'll wait till I got it. No, see what you can do now. Don't wait. See what you can do now with what you got. I'm gonna call these places. All right, well, we're gonna set up the court date. And even if I had the panty money, say I got a ticket for like $300. By the time I went to court for this shit, most of these tickets was like $70. And that's like court fee shit. They was throwing these tickets away. Now, a couple of them I had to pay, but I was happy to pay those because I was so close to, you know, having my license back. Which I got now. No more riding dirty. But, yeah. I had to step out of that being stuck place of, well, fuck it, this is just how my life gonna be. I'm just riding around with no license, riding around not owning my own car and shit. Not only do I got my license, I own my car. Is my car giving me problems? That's the fuck it is. We'll talk about that too, but I own my car. And why is that? Because I didn't stay in the same place. Because I decided to go after what I wanted. And even though I didn't have what I felt like I needed to take care of that problem, I opened my mouth. And the answer wasn't no. The answer was yes. The answer was motherfucking yes. Yes, we will help you. Yes, the universe will help you. You know why? Because I wanted to help myself. And that's why I said it's always about that taking that one step forward. We always looking at the whole race like I got to come in first place. No. A motherfucking racer don't come in first place by flying to the finish line. It's one step at a time. One step at a time. A basketball player don't get the rebound off the backboard and just, you know, shoot from right there. I mean, some of them niggas do, but they got to take steps down the court, one step at a time. No matter how fast you are, how slow you are, it's one step at a time. Everybody's journey is different. So you can't look at somebody else's journey and be like, I got a race and competition with them. No, you don't know what they did. You don't know how long they've been putting in that fucking work. They might have realized what you just realized years ago. So now you're in competition with somebody that got more of this knowledge of how to do this than you. No, you can't be in competition. You gotta focus, like I said, you gotta focus on what you want, go out there and ask for it, and don't stay in the same place. And if you feel stuck in the same place, go fucking follow the first two rules. Go after the fuck what you want. Figure out what you want. Never quit. Never quit on the journey of getting it. Ask for what you want. Don't be afraid. That's how you get out of that stuck place. You go after what you want and you ask for what you want. And you start seeing that difference in shit. This shit got me a little passionate this morning. I don't know if it's the weed or these rules to life, but that shit really hit home, because that's how you got to live your life. Like, yo, you know what? This is what I want for my life, so let me make it happen. Sometimes, and I ain't saying just like, oh, follow your wants. No, I ain't saying that. I want a new car. I want this or that. It's okay to want those things, but how you going to get there? See, that's what life about. Yeah, you may want something, but you got to work to get that shit. So there ain't nothing wrong with chasing the things that you want in life. You just can't quit. That's where the problem lies in. Most people would be like, you know what? I don't even want it no more. No. Shit got tough and you quit. That's what happened. Whatever it is in life, not just material shit, relationships, anything, people. Most people are scared to speak up. You can't be. I'm sorry to be so graphic, but you got to shoot fear in the face to let this motherfucker know you ain't playing. Because if you shoot fear in the chest or in the legs, fear coming back. Fear like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. Can't kill me. You got to shoot fear in the face like, you know what? Whatever I fear, I'm walking into. And I don't mean like dumb shit. Like, oh, I'm scared for my life, so I'm going to run that direction into the shit. No, I mean, with common shit in your life, like if you find yourself afraid to do something that you know you need to do, you fucking do it. You don't live with fear. If you know you need to say something to somebody, talk to them. Yeah, the shit may not go the way you want it to, but you have to speak up, because when you keep shit in, who you hurting besides yourself? Gotta hit the weed again. And you gotta keep moving forward in life. Just gotta keep going. Rest in peace to the great Nipsey Hussle. Like he said, this shit ain't a sprint, man. It's a marathon. TMC, the marathon continues forever. Rest in peace, Nip. Rest in peace, Kobe. Rest in peace, my man, Stiz. I don't know how this became a rest in peace podcast, but yeah. I don't know. Let's switch directions real quick. So, I came across this question. A question that I posed to myself. I play it as a game somewhere, but I posed the question. If I had all the money in the world, well, it was posed as if you had all the money in the world, how would you live? And it made me think of a rich life, and not necessarily rich like money, but how would you live if you had no financial problems? Because that's what a rich life is, and most of us actually live a rich life. We just complicate our life with money. I'm gonna explain it to you. Now listen. You got your health, you woke up, you got food. Yeah, you gotta go to a job you may not like. Maybe you do like it. Maybe you got problems in your life, maybe you don't. But most people, and I'm me included, feel like money will change your life. So if you had all the money in the world, how would you live? Because most people are living based off their problems. I gotta pay rent, that means I gotta work. I got children, I gotta pay daycare and provide for them. So most people are, this is the problem, this is the solution. But what if, I ain't saying you ain't got no problems, but how are you living if money ain't your problem? It made me really think, like, damn, how would I live if money wasn't a problem? One, I know I'm still gonna work, but work would be a different construct of a word, because it wouldn't be a 9-to-5, it'd be when I wanna work, kinda. Like, I would be a writer or open up a production studio. I know it would be definitely just spend more time out in nature and shit like that, connecting back to nature. It'd be a lot of, like, I would become one with myself again. That's what, if I had all the money I needed, I would just become one with myself. I would get up early in the morning and smoke a blunt or a joint and watch the sunrise. Maybe go for a little run or a nice little walk and shit. I would garden and try to enjoy nature and get back to how this shit was before we started becoming so dependent on money. I would spend time with my children and laughing and talking and, you know, just being creative with them. Spend time, and that's a crazy thing. It's like, for me personally, I just want to get money so I can spend time with my kids and my family. I want to get money so that way it opens up the opportunities that I got with them. But if I got the money, most people get the money and be like, you know what? I want Benz. I want big house. I want Benz. Nah, I want happiness. I want peace. I want laughter and joy. And it's just like, I know, like I said, it'd be my time or my life would be spent becoming one with myself again, becoming one with nature, becoming one with my children. Can you do that without money? Hell motherfucking yeah. People do it every day that ain't the richest. You gotta think, we got this money shit fucked up over here in America. We thinking like, yo, if you making $24,000 a year, oh man, you broke. You fucked up. In certain parts of this world, I mean, certain parts of this country, yeah, that might be true because of the standards of living. But you take that same $24,000 and go to a village in Africa, or go to, you know, somewhere in Asia or India. You know what you can do with that $24,000? You might live like a fucking king in one of these villages. So it's perception that fucks us over, because most of us are living a rich lifestyle. We just put our problems at the forefront of it. Or though the problem should be the last thing you worry about. I gotta pay rent? I'll pay it. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm working towards that house. Kids, I'll take care of them. We're gonna grow our own. Like, but we see everything as a problem, especially in America. We look at everything as a problem, and how can we throw money at it to solve it? And it's just like, well, if you got the money, what problems are you really facing? Because most of our problems are monetary. And I think if I didn't have to worry about monetary issues, I would take more time to be at peace with myself, because I think that's what disturbs us most, this capitalistic system that we live in. It teaches us to stress over money. And it's like, money, you shouldn't stress over money. You shouldn't stress over anything. This is a beautiful life. Shit's gonna happen. You might break a bone or crash a car. Shit, you might burn a house down. By accident, left eye, you gotta relax. Rest in peace, left eye. I can't talk about dead people. But yeah, what was I saying? Oh yeah. Most people do live a rich lifestyle, man. We put money at the forefront, and that's where the problems occur in our life. We look at the mail we get, the bills we gotta get. Oh, I want these new sneakers. Man, keep shit simple and life will be simple. You complicated shit, and now your life is complicated. That's how I feel. Life is really simple, man. Either you ride the wave or you get smacked by that bitch, man. So I know that if I had all the money I needed and money wasn't an issue, it would just be more about being at peace with myself and spreading love. Spreading love to my family and my friends. Spreading love to nature and the environment. I'd fuck around and just buy a house and just sweep the block all day. Make sure everybody's sidewalk was nice. Make sure my neighbors is cool. Go to store for people and shit. Just take care of others and shit. I would dedicate my life in the service of others if my money game was straight. And it's crazy because most people can't do that, because once you get your money straight, you got to keep chasing the money, because you set your life up in this fashion where though you don't want to fall off. Well, I'm making this amount now, so let me buy the Audi. Oh shit, I'm making this amount now, let me buy the Benz. Oh wait, I gotta maintain this lifestyle I got. That's why I love niggas like Elon Musk, where he say, you know what, I finally realized I'm selling all my houses, all my cars, I'm working at the office, I'm living at the office. Fuck, give me a tiny house. Because he realized it wasn't the money that made him who he was. Everything he needed, he already had. It's just that money helped him do it faster, I guess, or do it better. But you get to a recollection in your life at some point where you like, money, they say it's a certain dollar amount that after you make this amount, it's like nothing really changes in your life. Like after a certain amount of, I think it's like 100,000 or 200,000, they say it might be less. They say if you make like 200,000 a year, There's no real difference in making $200,000 a year and making $2 million a year, because you can pretty much do the same things, but just at different pace. You can do everything a millionaire can do, but at a different pace. And that's where people get it fucked up. They be like, oh, look at this restaurant people shopping or eating at. And it's like, well, nigga, you can go to a restaurant too. It might not be that restaurant, but you got the freedom and the ability to also do the same thing. It's just we get caught up in, this costs that much, so I want to do it. I want it. I want people to see me doing it. I want people to see me in it. I want people to see me. And it's like, no. Help other fucking people. That's what life really about. And that's what I took. that question posed, it was like, damn, that's, it taught me what life is really about, like the service to others, man. It ain't about me. I'm cool. I'm a thorough-ass nigga in my head. So I'm not worried about how nobody else see me. You know what I'm worried about? Others that can't take care of themselves. I'm worried about that old lady that she keep looking both ways, scared to cross the street because the car is flying. I'm scared about, I mean, not worried. I mean, not scared or worried, but I'm thinking about the little kid that might not have lunch or don't got no friends. So he just go to the park and shoot a basketball and he, hey, mister, can I shoot with you? Of course you can. What's up, man? What's your name? Nice to meet you. I'm such and such. Want to play one-on-one? Just talk to people. Give to people. We want so much in life, but we give so little. I know I'm guilty of it, man. And every time I find myself taking, that's when I start trying to give. Because you can't take from the world and think that's just how it works. No, it works like that for a while, but then they're going to start taking from you. Then you ain't going to have the ability to give. And that's what really life is about, serving others. And it's not an easy job, but you got to remember that that's the best joy in the world, helping somebody that couldn't help themselves. Now, you got people out there that's fucking lazy. Don't get me misconstrued. You got some lazy fucks out there that just want everybody to do shit for them. And that ain't what I mean, just cater to them people. But no, you're supposed to help people as much as you can. Now, it'd be even better if it ain't got to be financial. That's why you hear a lot of people, like, people ask, if you got any spare change or any money? Like, oh, I can buy you something to eat. I can help you out. And me, I don't give a fuck. If you're going to go do drugs with the money I give you, go do drugs. Nigga, I do drugs too. I don't give a fuck. You ain't ask me for money for food. You ask me for money. But it's just the fact of maybe that's what you need. Maybe you've been so fucked up in your life that you just need another cigarette, one more blunt to be like, you know what? I'm tired of this. And change your life. And I'm supposed to say, no, get your life together. No, I can't judge anybody else. I can only help people as much as I can. I can't help. Matter of fact, I ain't even gonna say that. I can help the world. One person at a time. That's what the women don't understand. But I can help the world, I feel like. But it's just one person at a time. Just so happens I got to take care of a bunch of people in life, but I'm cool with that. Some days I'm frustrated with it, but I'm cool with it because that's my job. You know why? I be trying to tell people. I had to stop saying this shit, but people be like, damn, you got all these kids. I'm like, who else going to do it? All these other niggas is weak. And it was a joke, but it was like building my confidence of, no, this is my destiny. I was supposed to be the nigga I am because couldn't nobody else handle being this nigga. Shit, I can barely handle being me. Nobody else can handle this job. So I'm not meant to, I say that to say, I realize I'm not meant to come here in this world and just, you know what, world, this is mine. No, I'm in this world to be, this is me. And how can I help you? How can I be of service? And if you need my help, I'm there for you. If you don't, good, go help somebody else then. That's a nice way. I should have ended the podcast on that note. But that's all I'm saying, you know. RIP to the people we lost. Just remember that you got a life to live. There's rules to this bitch, and it's simple. You go after what you want, you ask for what you want, you keep moving. You'll never stop. Me, I got up early this morning, had to do laundry. I knocked that out. Sitting here talking to y'all, smoking a blunt. After this, I gotta fold the clothes and shit, get my day started. I'm supposed to go to the dealership. I'ma trade Betty Blue in. I'ma trade Blue Betty in. Give me something new. I don't know if it's gonna be new, like 2020, but I'ma get me something. I'm supposed to go to, I don't know if y'all are familiar. Some of y'all may not. I'm going to Danny's Auto. This is not a, what the fuck is it called? This is not a sponsorship or a promotion. I'm just saying that's where the fuck I'm going. So I'ma let y'all know how it works. If these niggas give me a car, I'll be back here tomorrow to tell y'all about it. And then I'll give them a little shout-out promotion. If they don't give me a car, I'll be back here to tell y'all about it. And it won't be a nice shout-out or a promotion. But either way, I'm going to get me a car. That's what the fuck I'm doing today. Go get me another vehicle. I want to take my boy out to eat, man. Spend a little time, chat. You know, I've been letting his mind soak up video games and TV for a little while. Because he just moved down here into the transition. So you want... You know, especially your child to feel comfortable. But at some point, now we got to get into the way of how things are going to work. and not in a bad way, but now it's time for me to build you and make you a man. I got to give you the time to adjust, but now we got to start working on, you know, building. So that's my day. Spend time with my kid. I think my daughter got to work, so I don't think she's going to hang with us. I don't know. I got to call her and say, I text her. She ain't text me back yet. But yeah. Go ahead and make shit happen. Go after what you want. Don't be afraid to ask for it. And always keep moving. I'm Papito. I appreciate you listening. Rest in peace, Stiz. Love you, bro. I'm out.